T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ba 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 McLean.
Sing me.
Ba 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 McLean.
Ba McLean. Ba 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 McLean. Ba McLean. You got us rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling. Ba McLean. Ba 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 McLean.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Friday the 13th. May all your irrational phobias haunt you today.
Who said that? What? Nothing. I didn't do it. No!
When Black Friday comes, there is superstition.
You don't feel the real.
Anything could happen tonight, you know?
Somewhere between science and superstition.
Meep, meep.
Amen. And now, ladies and gentlemen, as I do each week at this time, with a great deal of pride and pleasure, we announce the conclusion of the work week and the beginning of the weekend.
It's a bunch of malarkey.
No, it's not. It's the Friday kickoff. Here we go.
Hoo-ah!
I just want to bang on the drum all day. Uh-huh. I have no use for them. That's all I need. I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day.
What?
I don't want to play. I just want to bang on the drum all day. Uh-huh. Never happened to me either. Yeah, right. I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day.
All right, then.
I don't want to play. I just want to bang on the drum all day. Well, it may be Friday the 13th. There may be a full harvest moon on the way for tonight. Not to worry. You are safe. We are protected from triskaidekaphobia here on the Bobby Mac Show. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Or the CSRP, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. By the way, still to come in this hour, an amazing True Facts Friday the 13th edition. First of all, though, let's get to the business at hand, right to the phones. Let's go to Greenville and bring in Justin as the leadoff batter here in this hour. Hi, Justin, and welcome to the program.
Bob McLean, how you doing?
So far, so good.
Bob, I got to tell you, happy Friday, but your intro music is too long. We're losing precious Bobby time.
I appreciate that. Thanks for the thought.
No, I wanted to make you aware. I listen to podcasts. I'm not going to mention the specific podcast because it would take too long and, you know, all the copyright infringement.
Right.
There was a rapper who saw a loophole and decided that he would apply as a transgender female in the women's national weightlifting competition, whatever it is.
Right.
He posted on Twitter. He said, "When I lift weights, I identify as a female. Don't be a bigot." Guess what? He won. Since then, the rules have been changed. That is no longer allowed.
Holy.
I was just hoping that you knew about that. If not, I wanted to inform you.
No, I had not heard that. Did this guy have an athletic background, or?
He's just a strong guy. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, as a guy, a cis guy, I guess would be the proper
cisgender
right.
African American male.
Yeah, and he won the competition. Yeah, well,
don't be a bigot.
I gotcha. Yeah,
don't be a bigot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, put that in your cisgender pipe and smoke it.
All right, thank you, Bobby. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you, Justin. Hope you have a great weekend. To my stomping grounds of Taylor's, we go next, and Richard is next up. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the Friday Free for All. Whoops, got some breakup on the cell phone there.
Okay, I said I'm in and out of the vehicle. You were talking, I think, Lisa, about the Democratic debate. I don't know if it was Beta or something, Beta or whatever, but one of the class said, yeah, I'm going to take you guys in.
Richard, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the cell phone connection is so bad. We're getting about every other word. I tell you what? Let me put you on hold. See if you can find a slightly different location, and we'll try it again. All right, because that one is it's coming in as gibberish. Let's go to Greenville and bring in Lucy here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hello, Lucy. Have you got some splaining to do?
I got some serious explaining to do.
As Ricky used to say to Lucy.
I am still laughing from yesterday, and I couldn't call yesterday when Annie and Moneypenny and you were talking about the cannibalism.
Oh, God, yes.
And I didn't know whether y'all wanted me to stir that pot again, but I just wanted to call and thank you. I haven't laughed that hard in quite a while. So you got my weekend started off a day early, and life is good thanks to WORD. I listen morning, noon, and night, and I feel like I'm more intelligent, or at least I sound more intelligent thanks to all the information that you guys give me.
Very kind, Lucy. I appreciate that. And thank you for the reassurance, because I had been questioning my own judgment yesterday in going down the road of the Swedish climate change zealot scientist who was suggesting that cannibalism was a reasonable way to fight global warming, because it sort of like Topsy, it grew, and it just kind of took on a life of its own.
if true conservatives, they have a sense of humor along with common sense.
Amen.
So I think you were fine, and like I said, it was all awesome. And congratulations on that hole-in-one.
Thank you.
I remember when my husband got one and then my son got one, so I know how exciting that can be for you diehard golfers.
Well,
carry on, young man, carry on. And as my granddaughter says, have a glorious rest of your day.
Amen to that. Thank you, Lucy. Very, very, very kind words, and very much appreciated. Yeah, and I had time to savor my second hole-in-one because it came a mere 39 years after my first one.
Did you have to say the word savor when Lucy brought up cannibalism again?
Only merely a question of semantics. So I really had time to enjoy. No, wait a minute. That's not much better. Look at the clock. Holy cow. It's 5:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Poor Murphy. Well, if we got to run him, the least I can do is make fun of him.
Excellent.
Thank you. 521 here, the Bobby Mack Show, the Friday free-for-all. TGIF, the Triskaidekaphobia edition. In fact, Friday the 13th, amazing true facts coming up right around the corner. In on the text line, Bobby's really getting scary around here. This is the fifth Bernie sticker that I've seen on a person's vehicle for 2020. All of them, I'm sure, socialist moving here from who knows where. I'll see if we can post this on our Facebook page. Bobby, could you get Annie to repeat the casting info that she mentioned in the newscast? Yeah, we'll get that up on our Facebook page. Bobby, 13 has been pretty good for me in the 13th class to graduate from my high school. Graduated on June 13, and at graduation I had seat number 13. Wow. Been good for me ever since. There you go. Bobby, so Felicity Huffman is getting 14 days in jail. There's progressive privilege for you. Had that been one of Trump's kids, they would receive the maximum sentence plus more time tacked on for additional charges made up by the DA. Bobby Mack, I was in a high school marching band in the 7th and 8th grade. We had band camp up in the middle of nowhere, Kings Mountain. The only thing that was missing was Crystal Lake. We watched Friday the 13th, and then all of us walked back to our cabins. We were one scared batch of middle schoolers. Nothing to be afraid of. Just a movie. Okay. No. Not going to be any murders here, right?
Today's show is brought to you by Friday the 13th.
Uh-oh.
And all those silly beliefs and superstitions that we've heard of all these...
Uh-oh. 523 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Richard in Taylor's is next up on the free-for-all. Hi, Richard, and welcome to the program.
Am I at a better cell now? Can you hear me better?
That is great. Yep, you have. I got you 5x5, as we used to say.
Gotcha. Hey, congratulations on the hole-in-one. What course and what hole and what pin position?
That was Preserve at Verdet, hole number 2, which is a relatively short par 4. Pin was about in the middle.
Okay. Par 3 or par 4?
Yeah, par 3. Par 3. Yeah. Okay. Only. In fact, they're doing some work on the tee boxes, so they had us all moved up a bit, and it was only about 75 yards. In fact, before I hit, I jokingly said that we could probably throw it closer to the hole than we could hit it.
I had a buddy that on a similar hole where he didn't have to go cross water. There was one sand trap. He was this good with a 2-iron. He took a 2-iron and chipped it 3 inches from the hole. It was almost a hole-in-one. I went, wow. Holy cow.
Yeah, that's pretty creative.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's a good golfer. He played in the two-man South Carolina Championship several years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was
3 years ago.
I was never at that level.
Yeah, I mean, I just went with him to boot play his ball, poor man.
There you go. Yeah.
Hey, on the gun thing with the Beto O'Rourke, he actually, first off, he said something that's kind of odd. He classified ARs and AK-47s two different type of weapons completely.
Exactly.
And I mean, it shows he's talking where he doesn't know. AR stands for Armalite Rifle.
Yep.
And AK is, you know, it's a fully automatic.
Yeah, invented by Sergeant Kalashnikov in the Russian Army.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Very reliable weapon.
You bet. Yeah, I've seen them pulled out of mud and jack around in the chamber and still fire.
Underwater, too.
You bet. Yep. you know as well as I do, Irish Bob O'Rourke is lucky if he knows which end of a rifle the bullet comes out of.
Well, hopefully I'm not... Hopefully he doesn't.
Well, yeah. I hadn't thought of that, but you're right. That may be better.
I'll be glad to take him to the range.
Just stand down range there, Beto, and catch one in your teeth for us.
Yeah, no, not to make sure I'm not behind him.
Yeah, you bet. You bet.
Hey, one thing that was mentioned that was brought up, and I'm not sure if it's on the – I think y'all carry Gun Talk or the, there's a
yeah.
show on Sunday night.
Yeah, that, that's right.
That it's called something else. But a gentleman called in, and I don't know – it was at a gun show, okay?
Yeah.
With Thereafter too.
Right.
But either he was – I mean, some gun shows will allow private citizens to sell open. Some will not. You have to be an FFL.
Mm-hmm.
But he took a credit card from somebody and sold them a gun. And a credit card came back after they found out it was a weapon. They wouldn't they didn't give him the money. They refunded the money to the whoever bought the gun. And that's where I think whoever said the thing about credit cards was going for.
Because, yeah, that was Beto O'Dork also who was suggesting that.
Right.
Yep.
And that's the reason they're doing that is because they can say that credit cards are doing this because a lot of the firearm purchases are you know made with credit cards, or debit cards, or vice versa, and that's they want to be able to. And I want to say it was a large bank. I don't want to say online because you know who knows they might could track me down. And say,
yeah, well, I would certainly never be using that card or that bank ever again. I can
yeah,
tell you
well,
that.
Well, I got rid of them years ago.
Yep.
For a flag issue, let's just say.
gotcha. Yep.
Yeah, so that kind of didn't say, but I did say. But, and then also, I think where this is going, I thought I saw on a where I was in a coffee shop that Trump was going to come out with some kind of gun ideas he was going to float out there.
Yes.
And I get to watch the rest of it. But I think where this thing's going to go, and you're going to have other people call in who are armed, you know, love our Second Amendment, and but I think they're going to because right now, if I'm correct, there's only really two classified types of weapons that are open to the public. Okay, is a handgun and a long gun. And I think what they're going to do is they'll probably reclassify some of these. You know, long gun could be not a sniper, but a groundhog. I mean, your long range.
Yeah, a varmint gun.
A varmint gun, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a friend in Charlotte owned a company, and I didn't know it until we sit there talking. I saw his gun safe in his office. I said, "Man, you got some good stuff." He goes, "Yeah, I'm the varmint groundhog shooting champion of North Carolina." I said, "Go, boy!" But I think they're going to reclassify different types of weapons. And they can try,
you know, and I would hope that they would read the Second Amendment first.
Oh, no, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's, I don't think it's going to go. There will be a lot of legal, but you know how these people get with legal. And
Richard's cell phone dropped out there. Sorry, Richard, but I think we got the gist of what you're saying. By the way, if you're wondering what Beto O'Dork said at last night's debate, here is Irish Bob.
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed.
Oh, he was asked if he believes that these weapons should be taken away.
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield, if the high impact, high velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers. When we see that being used against children, hell yes, we're gonna take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not gonna allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Uh-huh, you are, huh, Beto? You're gonna take them away, huh?
I don't think so, stupid.
I don't think so either. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. And today's edition of Amazing True Facts You Should Know About the Full Moon on Friday the 13th.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
on Friday the 13th.
21 million people in the United States suffer from some level of fear of Friday the 13th.
Okay, guys, the full moon is upon us.
Friday the 13th.
People are scared.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Full moon tonight, guys. Wanna know what that means? It means it's gonna get freaking crazy up in here.
Makes me local for Choco Puffs.
Ow. This is freaking insane.
For the weekend. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, it is past 5 o'clock right here, 5:39 to be precise. So we go back to the phones here on the Bobby Mac Show. Let's go to StarTex and bring in Mark, who is next up on the Friday Free For All. Hi, Mark, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Bobby Mac. Hey, I just thought I'd call in again and wish you luck and then on your program. I've been listening to it for eons and eons, and you got a very good show going on.
Wow, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I called once a few months back and all that, but I'm just going to make a statement about all this craziness that's going on. I turned the TV on or had it on a little bit ago, and would you know Bernie Sanders and all those other idiots were on there, and I couldn't stand watching even 10 seconds of
right.
it. I flipped it off and turned your radio on.
Well,
I listen to it anyway. So.
Well, you know, you should take Joe Biden's advice, Mark. Last night in the debate, he was asked what he thinks the American family should do at night, and he said, "Hey, turn on your record player."
Well, I wouldn't get to hear you then.
A little anachronistic, I guess. I'm not quite sure what Joe meant by that, but I'm sure he
I
meant
don't know
well.
Either.
Yeah, I'm not sure he
That's
knew
right.
what he meant by that.
Well, in the light of all this craziness that they're debating, talking about this and talking about that, I just can't help thinking the fact that once sooner or later, these idiot clowns are going to get control. And once they do, I just can't help thinking that that's the beginning of the great tribulation that the Bible keeps talking, that the
yeah.
Bible does speak of. I think it is. My gut feeling says it is.
Well, when you look at the things that they are proposing to implement, and you look at California as an example, you can't help but think, this is the road to dusty death.
Oh, of course it is. I believe it. They're totally out of their minds. I mean, that's all there is to it.
We have an opportunity a year from this November to drive a stake through Dracula's heart, and I hope we do that. Mark, thank you for the call. I appreciate it, and thanks for the kind words.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We keep wishing you good luck and Godspeed.
Thank you, sir. Hope you have a great weekend. 5:41 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Here we go. Time for today's edition of, I'll let Gary Goodvoice introduce it.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing True Facts.
Yep. Partly a Friday the 13th edition for Amazing True Facts, as I'm joined by Miss Moneypenny.
Hello.
And little Annie in the news center.
Hello.
Annie mentioned in the newscast today, not only Friday the 13th, but there's going to be a full moon tonight. Oh, boy. We should be afraid. We should be very afraid. It's this year's harvest moon, the full moon closest in date to the fall equinox, is always referred to as a harvest moon. And since this year's equinox falls on September 23rd, tonight's full moon gets the title. By the way, it will also be a micro moon. Guess that's when they have small windows on the team bus going by. Yeah, micro. No, I don't think so. Tonight's full moon also coincides with a point in the moon's orbit when it is farthest from the Earth. So even though it's a full moon, it'll appear slightly smaller and less bright than usual. Kind of like Joe Biden, less bright than usual. By the way, it's only for an instant. The moon will appear full most of the night, but it's only officially full when it's exactly 180 degrees opposite the sun. That is referred to as the ecliptic longitude. Of course it is. Well, we all knew that. And for tonight's harvest moon, that happens at 12:33 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. By the way, full moon on Friday the 13th, pretty rare. We haven't had a nationwide full moon on Friday the 13th since October the 13th of 2000. And as Annie mentioned in the newscast, the next one won't be until August 13th, 2049. Technically, tonight's moon doesn't officially count as nationwide since it hits its peak fullness for people in the Eastern time zone after midnight on the 14th. But we are splitting hairs on that one. Okay, back in June, Oreo announced they'd be running another mystery flavor promotion. You guys familiar with Oreo's mystery flavor promotion?
No.
Everybody said, okay, well, what's it going to be? Well, we knew immediately with the last one. It was Fruity Pebbles. Yeah, and as Annie said, it tasted pretty gross between chocolate cookies. Well, anyway, Oreo has announced the new mystery flavor will hit stores Monday.
I can guess, but I'm not going to.
You're not going to guess?
Pumpkin?
Yeah, that's probably a pretty good guess. What do you think, Money Penny?
Fireball.
That may be a telling guess right
there. I thought that too.
In any event, if you guess it correctly, at mysteryoreo.com, you'll be entered in a drawing to win $50,000.
Dang, I gave it away.
Yeah, probably did. And now time for today's Amazing True Facts mystery sound. Okay?
Uh-oh.
Time to play Guess the Sound. The sound you're about to hear, is it a very competitive guy trying to win a corn on the cob eating contest, an anteater devouring a termite mound, or a groundhog furiously nibbling on a cucumber? Listen carefully. Here is the mystery sound.
So cute. It's the cucumber.
That's what I was saying, too. It's the cucumber.
It's so cute.
Yeah, it looks like a scene from Caddyshack.
Is that what it is?
It is a groundhog eating a cucumber from a family's garden, and the guy got his camera right in the groundhog's face.
Aww.
I mean, he's like inches away, and he is, oh, yummy, cucumber, my favorite. You know, all that's missing is a Kenny Loggins in the background. I'm all right. Don't have to worry about me. 546. That was almost on key. Almost.
No, what they don't understand.
Missed it by that much.
You can't see the radio.
Yeah.
Bob is doing the dance as he's singing.
I'm all right. That's you know, I should have that groundhog head cover. Probably should have that for my driver.
Oh, you got a gopher.
Yeah. The gopher. Yeah. Do you know what golfers can do to a golf course, McTavish? 546, it's 14 before 6 here in the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Welcome back. 552, it's 8 before 6 here, the 5 o'clock follies, the Bobby Mack Show, in on the text line. Bob, so Beto O'Dorke. Yeah, Irish Bob, as I call him, thinks that people who don't know their own genders and people that need safe spaces from the color red will take our firearms away. That's probably the funniest thing that I've heard so far all year. You can try. Bobby, make sure you get your Keep America Great or Make America Great Again 2020 Trump Pence car sticker. There you go. Bobby, shouldn't you be taking your breaks at 13 after and 13 before the hour today? Bobby, here's one for you. What's scarier, the leftist Democrats or Friday the 13th with a harvest moon? Stupid question. Definitely the leftist Democrats. Love the show, Bobby. Thank you. you're on a roll, Bobby. Thank you. Appreciate that. To the phones we go. Let's get a beautiful TR and welcome in Vernon here on the Friday Free-for-All. Hi, Vern. How you doing this evening?
I'm a friend of Fred Miles.
Oh, good to have you here, sir.
I just want to ask you, state a couple of questions here.
Yeah.
Talk about gun control and all that, you know.
Right.
When are they going to start about alcohol control? I mean, how many people are killed on the highways because of DUI? And they don't ever talk about it because of all the lobbyists that
yep.
are in there trying to get all this alcohol to go through.
You know, I don't know what the numbers are right offhand, but I guarantee you that the DUI deaths dramatically are higher than any firearms deaths.
They are. They are. And, I mean, but you don't ever hear anything about that.
No, of course not.
99% of the people up there in Washington drink. So, you know, they don't want to do away with alcohol. So,
well, and we tried that with a constitutional amendment way back in 20s and 30s. But, of course,
right.
That all that did was create, you know, bootlegging and the underground way. Because, you know, when you're trying to legislate morality the way they were trying to do there, it is rarely successful.
That's true. That's true. But I just wanted to call. I had to call Fred Maul to get your phone number. So he's probably listening right now, too.
Well, I'm glad you did, Vernon. I appreciate the call, sir, and I hope you have a good weekend.
All right, you have a Jesus-filled weekend.
Amen. Thank you for that, brother. 555, Dale is next up. Dale is in Liberty. Hi, Dale, and welcome to the Friday Free-for-All.
Hey. I just, when you're talking about that gopher, it just reminded me of a special they had on Never Talk people who make Caddyshack. And
oh, yeah.
They were saying, they were talking about how the movie was made and all that they did. And they said a lot of stuff was so ad-libbed on that. And they were talking about the very end of the movie, you know, the golf course scene.
Right.
And they said
where it blows up.
They never told the locals they were going to blow it up. And so they said they all of a sudden all this loud noise is going on and it freaked everybody out. They realized they were going to do that.
Hey, they blew up number 18.
Yeah, it was kind of, it makes it even more funny when you find that out. You know, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, so the neighbors never knew what was in. Now, the golf course did. They said they had a heck of a time finding a golf course to use, as you might understand, because they said, oh, and by the way, at the end of the movie, we want to blow up one of the holes on your golf course. What? You want to blow up the golf course? But I'm sure it came as a shock to the neighbors.
Yeah, it kind of surprised everybody.
The scene where Bill Murray as Carl, the assistant greenskeeper, is outside of the clubhouse and he's lopping the heads off flowers. You know, the famous, you know, the former greenskeeper about to become the Masters champion. He's got about 250 yards. He's hitting an 8-iron. It's in the hole. They showed the page of the script for that, and all it said was Carl is lopping the heads off flowers. Bill Murray just ad-libbed that whole business, Cinderella Boy, tears in his eyes, I guess.
Yes, he was great.
Became a classic. Dale, thank you. I appreciate that. Got to take a break for the news here at the top of the hour. One more to go, the bonus hour, still ahead on the Friday, the 13th edition, Bobby Mack Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.